Thank you for visiting our church's website. This is Pastor Mitch. You know, in all of life, there is nothing more wonderful than discovering peace with God. The first step in discovering peace with God is to understand that God loves you and wants you to experience peace in life, abundant and eternal. Romans 5:1 from the Bible says, "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 10:10 says, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Since God planned for us to have peace and the abundant life is right now, why are most people not having this experience? Well, the problem is that man has this problem. You see, God created man in his own image and gave him an abundant life. He did not make him as a robot to automatically love and obey him, but gave him a will and freedom of choice. Man chose to disobey God and go his own willful way. Man still makes this choice today. This results in separation from God. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's from Romans 3:23. The Bible also says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." That is from Romans 6:23. Man through the ages has tried his best to bridge this gap in so many ways without success. There is only one remedy for this problem of separation, and that is the cross. You see, Jesus Christ is the only answer to the problem of separation. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, he paid the penalty for our sins and bridged the gap from God to man. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2:5, "God is on one side and all the people are on the other side. And Christ Jesus, himself a man, is between them to bring them together." The Bible also says in Romans 5:8, "But God commended his love toward us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as the result of works that no one should boast." God has provided the only way, so man must make a choice. We see, we must trust Jesus Christ and receive him by personal invitation. The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." It's Christ that is speaking. "If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him." The assurance that we find in God's word in the Bible, it says in John 1:12, "As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe in his name." My dear friend, you can receive Jesus Christ right now by faith through prayer. All that you have to do is to pray this prayer. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust you as Savior and follow you as Lord. Amen." If you prayed that simple prayer, all that you have to do now is to say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my life." I would love to talk with you further about that. Feel free to contact us through our website. I look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you.